Hi, it's Beth here. Episode 206, March 23rd, 2021. Still over 65 and still talking. A long time ago, I did a podcast on my abilities as a marriage counselor, which I think are great because I'm not going to tell you go into marriage counseling for 2 years. I'm going to tell you thumbs up, thumbs down. The marriage is doomed or give it another shot. That's all. I'll cut right to the chase. We'll get there. Because you've already spent a year dealing with a pandemic. And all of a sudden, all these emails are flooding in. I think people are starting to think I'm going to get out of here. And, you know, I might want to make a change. I'm not saying that's a bad idea. I'm just saying, run it by me. Just run it by me. So I've got a couple here that I want to, major ones, especially this one, that this woman has actually gotten in touch with me. Her name is Myrna, if you can believe it. And she is from, I can't tell you, she's from a big city. But she's gotten in touch with me 3 times. And I haven't even checked this email site because nothing was ever there. So I really got to get back with her today. So the thing is, she says that she's been very unhappy during the entire pandemic. And it got so bad that she went, I guess this was last month, to a marriage counselor, 2.5-hour session. She wanted her husband to crack wide open. So she paid extra bucks for this. He sat there like a log. She poured her heart out. That's what she says. She says she has standard stuff issues. You know, she doesn't feel loved, she doesn't feel wanted, and she doesn't feel desirable. She feels like the guy doesn't even care. And then she tells, you know, all these things she's done that are so nice. Like she gives great birthday and Christmas presents and she's very nice to his mom. But she says, okay, so hear it right here. She goes, but Beth, that's when the counselor did the most amazing thing. He knelt down in front of me and said, looking straight into my eyes, he said, you listen to me. You are the most kind, caring, compassionate, and beautiful woman I have ever met. I am so positive that you should have the most incredible self-esteem. You should feel so good about yourself. You are one in a million. And then he kissed her on the lips till she swooned. The husband was just staring. The counselor looks at the husband and says, do you see this? This is all it would take to make your wife happy. Just do this 3 times a day. The guy's like, she's glowing. He's like, yeah, that's all she needs. She just needs this 3 times a day. Can you do that? The husband goes, yeah, I guess I can get over here. I can get her over here on a Monday and a Wednesday, but on Friday I play golf. She's, Myrna, relax. This isn't as bad as it looks. Let him pay for those counseling sessions on Monday and Wednesday. This counselor looks like he is fantastic. I think you're going to be happy. I think that's just what you need. So, you know, forget about Friday. Let him play golf. You'll be in great shape. You swooned. Nobody swoons. So, Myrna, marriage is fine. You're getting counseling. You're really getting counseling. You're getting counseling like nobody gets counseling. So, Myrna, you are in the win column, I am sure. So that's great. This is the kind of thing I like to see. So let's see about this next one. Okay, dear Beth. Okay, this is from a man? Oh my God. Do I take emails from men? I don't know. I might. I'll try. Okay. Oh, here it is. Right away, right off the bat. I can't afford marriage counseling. This is a man. So don't ask me to. You're it. I'm going to take your advice. Well, okay, let's go. So, he says, My wife and I were doing great till my dad died. And on his deathbed, I connected with my father. I bonded with my father like I'd never done before. I was like, oh, okay. And he gave me deathbed advice, and that's what's driving my wife crazy. She says, when we're walking, I never look up from the sidewalk. I can't. One of my dad's deathbed, I promised him. I made him a promise. I promised him that I would never step on anybody's toes. So, okay, I can't do that. Now, this one, the second one, she's had it with me. And I have to do it. I pick my nose constantly. I'm like, oh, come on. No, that's gross. Oh, do I have to even read on? That's a big one. He goes, okay, here it is. Oh, my gosh. Okay. The reason he does it is because he promised his father that he would always keep his nose clean. I'm like, oh, my God, what is the third one going to be? I have no idea. Okay, here it is. But then he says, but this is the reason she's leaving me. This is the reason. I can't let her get on top when we're having relations anymore. I'm like, what? What would your father say about that? He said to me, okay, so here it is. That doesn't even make sense, but here it is. He said to me in his very last breath, he said, son, for God's sake, don't screw up. I'm like, you know what? Please help me sincerely, Bill. Bill, I'm going to help you. All right? You don't deserve her, Bill. You got to let her go. Got to let her go. Okay? I mean, deathbed, I can see that you're not going to let go of this. Let your wife go. Remain friends. Cordial. Telephone calls. She doesn't need to see this stuff you're doing anymore. Okay, so that one's in the, can this marriage be doomed? Yes, it may be doomed. Let your wife go. I beseech you. Okay, so here's another one. This one, oh, this letter's come in like 2 weeks ago. Uh-oh. Dear Beth, can this marriage be doomed, please? After 10 years of marriage, I felt like I was nothing to my husband, invisible. If I stabbed myself with a knife, he wouldn't even see it. If I got arrested, he wouldn't pick me up in the jail. Nothing. So of course, shell out the big bucks, we go to a marriage counselor. And the pandemic's just made it worse. So 2 weeks ago, we're at the marriage counselor. And the marriage counselor just looks at my husband and says, we can fix this right away. What I want you to do is treat your wife like you did on the very first date. And she goes on. I was so excited. I got all dressed up, put makeup on, wore high heels. Whoa! He took me to a fabulous restaurant. Oh, I'm loving this. He looked so handsome. He shaved. Afterwards, he said, would you like to go dancing? I was like, yes, yes, yes. Why is this a problem? They danced in the moonlight in the parking lot after the place closed down. I'm like, this is unbelievable. Then she says, we kissed in the car. And then, whoa. And then he dropped me off at my parents' house? Whoa. Can this marriage be doomed, please? Yes. This marriage can be doomed because he played you. And then she says, P.S., he hasn't called or sent over anything in 2 weeks. I'm like, whoa, I guess he wants you to stay at your parents' house. Maybe it's a nice house. Stay with your parents. They probably don't think you're invisible. You don't need that. You don't need that kind of treatment. So, okay, that's two. Two doomed, one good. Okay, now here's a guy that thinks he's really funny. He went to counseling with his wife. This is a very short letter because she doesn't even ask me. She says the marriage is doomed because they went to counseling and the counselor said, why don't you buy her favorite flower? The guy went out and he got Pillsbury and put it, clunked it on the kitchen table. She said that was the last straw, and she's gone. That does not upset me. Okay, now this guy, I had to wake up in the middle of the night to try to figure this one out. This was how I got started, knowing I had to do this today. I got a letter from this woman. Her name is Mary Frances, and she lives in, where does she live? Oh my gosh, it's impossible to believe. She lives in Illinois, on a farm. I didn't know they had farms in Illinois. Okay, so she's married to this guy. They've been married for 10 years. His name is Roberto. And she says, I shouldn't have pushed. She almost feels responsible. She said the marriage wasn't that bad. It really wasn't. She just wanted more. She just saw a couple of romantic movies during the pandemic, and she wanted more romance. So she and Roberta go to the marriage counselor, and she tells the marriage counselor she wants more romance. Okay, so this is what happens. She thinks it's a nice session. They come home. She thinks Roberto got the message. He immediately goes outside and does a strip tease in front of the tractor, right on the side of the road. And he starts singing Italian love songs to the tractor. She's like, I can't believe it. Well, I can't believe it. So the thing is, she finally asks him, Roberto, what are you doing? What are you doing? What is going on in your little tiny mind? So this is what Roberto said. Don't you remember what he said to me? Don't you remember what you wanted, what I'm trying to do for you? I'm trying to make you happy. I'm trying to give you what you want. He told me that I had to be sexy to a tractor. Whoa, wait a minute. I'm like, Roberto, sexy to a tractor. No, Roberto. Sexy to attract your wife, not to attract her. I'm a little bit worried he's having a good time. And I'm a little bit worried if you want to save the marriage, you're going to have to get rid of the tractor. I mean, it's too much temptation. Give it a chance. Roberto sounds like he wants to try. He's just gotten confused, but I think something might be going wrong in his brain. So get rid of the tractor. And get back to me, okay? So, then I got this other one. It's from a very much older woman, okay? She's 80. They've been married. What's her name? Her name is Mary Elizabeth. A lot of Marys going on around here. She's 80. She's been married for 60 years. She says that her husband changed, like, overnight. He never was, like, a super religious guy. Now all of a sudden he thinks God is performing an amazing miracle every night for him alone. And it's caused huge distance in their marriage. He started talking to mystics and Bible thumpers and libertarians. No, librarians. That's librarians. And it's left her in the lurch. So she asked him, what's the miracle? She said he wouldn't tell her. I said, listen, I just did an email with a man. I'll do an email with him. Give me his email. I emailed the guy. His name is Bob. I'm like, Bob, what's the miracle? He said, I can't tell you. Like, it's going back and forth, right? I'm like, Bob, you got to tell me. You got to get it off your chest. Cough it up. You got to. He's like, you know what? She belittles me. She's not going to like it. I'm like, she's not going to belittle you if it's a miracle. Nobody belittles anybody who's had a miracle. He said, well, you know, I've got prostate problems, and she doesn't like it. And that's why I'm worried. She's not going to, if your miracle is attached to your prostate problem, that's beautiful. Nobody's going to get mad at you, Bob, just what happened? So he goes, okay. Every night, you know, I need to wake up every night, right? And every night I got to go to the bathroom. Here's the miracle. Every night, without fail, ever, I get up to pee. When I do that, God turns the light on every single night for me. Every single night to keep me safe. Every single night. It's beautiful. And I have to believe he has never let me down. I get back to Mary Elizabeth. I write her, email her. I say, here's the miracle. It's undeniable. It never fails. She goes, oh my God, he's peeing in the refrigerator. I'm like, okay, I don't know if that marriage can be saved. I feel sorry for Bob. I really do. Maybe she should just get the light out of the refrigerator and let's see what happens with Bob. Maybe he'll relax a little bit. You never know. You just never know. So this is as far as I've gotten. And you need to email me. I mean, I will tell you, you don't know 2 years of driving to some office, sitting there and spilling your guts to a total stranger who doesn't care. I care. I'm going to tell you to get out. I'm right here for you. Right here, free as a bird. So this is what I did. You know, I'm here for many reasons. I've got so many talents. This is one of them. Thumbs up, thumbs down. Can this marriage be doomed? People want to be done. I sense it. I sense it after this pandemic. Okay? I'm here to give you permission. That's my goal. So keep those emails coming. I am Dr. Feelgood. Pack your bags. Walk away. Done. You have my blessing. And if you should stay, get rid of the tractor, give that a shot. That one, I think I have hope for that one. I think Roberto sounds like a nice guy. So anyway, I will be back. Stay sane. We still have to stay sane. It's hard. It's hard to say. It's harder to do. And I will be back. Just stay sane. Bye-bye.